Universum. For me, there are two types of Zionism. Authoritarian Zionism and libertarian Zionism. As usual, the authoritarians are willing to commit crimes to get what they want, and the libertarians are happy to pay a fair price for what they want. I haven't gone into this in great detail, but it seems to me that the Zionists could have bought Palestine several times over for all the money that's been spent on armies, bureaucrats, and jails in the last 75 years. The Zionists claim that God gave them the Holy Land. Did God have clear title? What if God decides to give North America to the Zionists? How would we feel about that? God hasn't been returning my calls, so I'm unsure about how he feels about this whole situation. For me, if it's okay for the Israelis to have a state and an army, it should also be okay for the Palestinians to have a state and an army. Personally, I think that every group of humans should have an equal right to organize a means of defending themselves with weapons of their choice. I also think that funding defense using force and fraud is very foolish. You end up creating a standing army more dangerous to peace and prosperity than any foreign force. If you're going to defend genocide and massive armed robbery as committed by the authoritarian Zionists, it seems to me that you need to provide some explanation of how said genocide and armed robbery provides benefits that outweigh the devastating harm. I haven't seen such an explanation. I'm still waiting. Meanwhile, freedom works. Slavery sucks.